Hi, my name is Erin Tillman. I am a dating empowerment coach, speaker, and author known as the Dating Advice Girl. For over 10 years, I've been empowering and coaching singles by helping them improve their social skills, communication skills, and get clear on their dating goals and objectives. Relationships are not one size fits all, but basic consent and respect are important parts of the dating process in order to have an exciting and meaningful connection with others. Listen, learn, and laugh with me on this journey of sex-positive self-discovery. Thanks for listening.
I really want these interviews and conversations to be lighthearted and fun. Mm-hmm. Also, we're not going to take your whole day away. It's going to be like 10, 15 minutes, just a quick, like, hey, here's from my mouth, my brain, how I feel about this thing. And I'll be asking lovely Nicole some questions about consent and various things like that. So quick, don't want to take up too much time. Here is Nicole's bio. This bio is in the book. Again, Nicole is a contributor to the book, The Consent Guidebook. Here it is. And she, her quote is on page 33. Health educator with a focus on HIV STI prevention among youth and Black women, in addition to the LGBTQ sexual health education. She contributes commentary to sexual health news using the Facebook page Nikki Hart's Public Health, in addition to the hashtag Safe Sex Saturday. Nicole has taught sexual health education to students in juvenile detention centers, in addition to sexual health education and rehab facilities as well. Nicole believes in utilizing a health model of destigmatizing sexuality and making sexual health accessible for all. Welcome, Nicole. Thank you so much for being here. And thanks for contributing to the day. So, I'll read your quote a little bit later, but I want to start this interaction because people are here to see this, right? I put an announcement out, I think it was probably like in January, looking for sexuality experts, sexperts, health teachers, all the things. Who wanted to maybe contribute a piece of consent advice to the book. So why did that call out to you? Why did you want to be a part of this book?
Well, one thing that I like to do in my sexual health education curriculum is to always incorporate consent. That's one of the first things. That's what will be considered to the public, some of the newer ideas of consent, like the idea of if the two of you all are drunk, things like that.
Yes.
You get the pushback, and so I just wanted to kind of add my voice to a consent guidebook just to make sure that as many, I guess, experts in the field as possible were adding to the conversation about sexuality, about consent, about what that looks like, because consent is everything.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, it's interesting. There are nuances. I really struggled with the book and the chapter. I have a little piece on alcohol, drugs, and consent. And mm-hmm. I really struggled with that chapter because, I mean, in theory, if someone is like partaking in any sort of altering substance, you know, you really can't give consent. And mm-hmm. so I really, really struggled with that. But I'm like, you know, I mean, like, let's talk. I want to do real talk here. So, you know, if you are having a drink with someone you're dating or you're out at a party, you have a drink, I mean, we do make out with each other when, you know, we have drinks or what have you. And so mm-hmm. I feel naive to say, yes, of course, the best case scenario is fully sober, fully coherent, but I don't think that's the case for a lot of people. And so it is important to talk about those nuances, even though I feel like I'm not educated enough to be like, this many drinks equals no consent. I don't know what it is, but I felt like I needed to at least mention it in the book.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then that's something at the end of the day that the two or more parties, you know, can decide for themselves too. And then that also goes into, but what about the next day? What does that bring up?
Totally. Oh my God, so much. And I don't even know why, like, I decided to, like, bring that up in a 10-minute conversation because there's not enough time to talk about it. But, just thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, I think the idea, you brought up the idea of consent in some ways is new for a lot of people. And so there is a learning curve for sure, especially when it comes to like generations. I'm noticing a lot of that just with my coaching and when I facilitate workshops. There's a generational divide at times with the comprehension of consent.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move on. You mentioned something that I want to. Why do you think the idea of consent is difficult for some to grasp? Do you have any feelings around that?
Well, I think it's not even necessarily that consent is a difficult thing to grasp. For some, it is, because I think that women or people that were assigned female at birth are often not even given those condom negotiation skills or even partner negotiation skills. And so sometimes consent looks different for some people. I used to be very much against, like, anything happening while people were asleep, but not realizing that some people, their relationship dynamic is when they're asleep and let's say their partner's rubbing on them and they'll pretend to be sleeping, kind of like still rub up against them or like help them slide their underwear off, things like that, does still fall under consent if that is something that's established within the relationship. And so right. I think for some people, the fear of being judged is definitely a huge thing. Like, oh, if I say yes to this many people, then this will mean that, you know, that I'm a hoe or a thot or a slut or fill in the blank with whatever qualifier, which is usually given to women or people assigned female at birth, about their sexuality.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll add to that that I feel like consent's a new concept in the sense that a lot of us didn't learn it. So, you know, sex ed and all the teaching we get around sexuality and all the things growing up or lack thereof.
I was going to say, I did a 10-year bid in Catholic school, so what is sex ed?
Oh, yes.
If it wasn't for my career, that would have went completely over my head.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's what's so interesting about this. You know, I think that it's a brand new concept for a lot of people, especially depending on where they grew up, especially in this country, but even in other countries. And so I think there's a new concept being brought to us. I think there's going to be a little, like, either resistance and or like, what is this we're talking about? I don't really understand what this is. Mm-hmm. Oh, now I understand. Okay, this is kind of what the new normal is and what we're going to be doing now, which is my hope, is that we do actually like embrace what's happening instead of just, you know, yes.
Yeah. I think also the conversation for many people was shortened as well, because it usually starts off with no means no, big period at the end, not really expanding on how, honestly, that should really go into yes means yes, because, yeah. I mean, the idea of enthusiastic consent, which I do understand can't be given all the time, but yes means yes, and anything less than a yes is a no. So, convince me is not a yes. Oh, all right, I guess tonight is not necessarily a yes. So really just getting to the idea of yes means yes, because sex is something to be enthusiastic about, as opposed to no, no means no. And like, of course, that is definitely the message that yes means yes comes out of, is no means no. But really just focusing on enthusiastic consent as an addition to the idea of no meaning no.
Absolutely, absolutely. Which, that's a perfect segue to your quote, because that's what your quote is about. Yes means yes. So Nicole's quote in the book, page 33, we are currently reframing what consent means. No means no is the mantra for life, exclamation point. However, it should be reframed, yes means yes. Educating about consent on an enthusiastic level can and will be life-changing for many people in sex and in other activities in everyday life. Meh doesn't mean yes. I am incredibly receptive and grateful to anyone who respects when I say no the first time. That is an amazing quote.
That first no is huge. That is everything too, because I don't think, and this is coming from professionally and personally, in my encounters in my career as well as in my personal life with dating, I don't think I've come across too many people where that first no was like, oh, well, all right. There's usually maybe two or three and then somebody will back down, but I don't think I've ever really come across where that first no was a flat out, okay, that's fine. You said no. I respect that.
That's interesting. I mean, I get kind of nerdy with this stuff. I'm like, I wonder if there's like, I should do like some sort of like poll, like how many people the first have heard no and no respected the first time. I like want to do like a poll to see like what is the percentage of people who that's happened to, that experience. I will say personally, I think I have had that experience once or twice, but out of all the people I've dated, it's definitely a small number of people who, when I say like no, and by the way, we're not necessarily talking about a hearing no but not respecting it in an aggressive way, just kind of
absolutely
like, oh no, oh well, maybe they'll change their mind, sort of, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not good or bad, I'm just saying it's not the egregious side of things, it's more of like,
absolutely, no. It's like, let me try again in 10 minutes, maybe that's a no for now, as opposed to just a flat out no. And in some cases, for some people, that is a no for now. That is a check back later. And so, yeah. In that case, I guess maybe it was respected, but at the end of the day, I really can't recall an experience where somebody asked for something, I was like, no, and they're like, oh, okay, cool, that's fine, come back whenever you're ready.
Well, and you brought up a really good point. Everybody's different. And that's mm-hmm. what's interesting about this conversation too. For some people, when they say no the first time, they might be like, yeah, just not right now. For some mm-hmm. other people, and in certain situations, they might say no, and they mean no, like, forever, all the time, like, at any other point in time in life, no. Mm-hmm. But that's really important to, you know, whoever your partner is, whatever the relationship or, you know, whatever the situation is, the interaction is with two people, it's really important to try to get to know that person and be as present as possible with that person during the interaction. Because mm-hmm. then you kind of see, back to enthusiastic consent, if somebody isn't enthusiastic and you do kind of know what their vibe is and how they generally react, you can have a better idea, still not 100% fail-safe, but a better idea of if they're into something or not.
Absolutely. And then that idea also goes back to, you have many couples that happen because someone was, I guess, persistent in a way where that first no kind of wasn't acceptable. They're like, you know, I'm going to make you mine, you know, you're going to be mine, which at one point in my life, I probably thought that was so sweet and romantic. With the new idea of consent, does that take away from what some people consider the chase? Or let me, you know, pretend like I don't like this person because I want to see if they're worth my time. I want to see if they're worth my effort in the first place.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's so true. I mean, the chase, that's come up quite a bit. And, you know, the one thing I want to say, and then I want to bring it back to you. This is your time. But, you know, really interesting about this too is that, you know, I feel like in this conversation around, you know, Me Too and consent and all the things, there's this assumption that the people speaking up don't want to have enjoyable intimate interactions or sexual interactions, and it's very much the opposite. You know,
absolutely.
Speaking out, like, if someone is asexual or whatever, you know, the deal is, it's not a problem. It's whatever you're comfortable in and doing. If you're abstinent, that's great too. But I specifically want to say that I feel like there's this weird stigma attached to, if you're speaking up about consent, that means you're not interested in sex or you're not feeling sexual or intimate. You don't want intimate contact in some way, and that's not true of anything.
That's quite the opposite in some cases.
Yes.
Because some people are healing from past sexual trauma, which, by the way, this is a great conversation to be having during Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Just throwing that plug out there. That is something that some people are using that as a form of healing so that their sexual experiences in the future will be much better, actually.
Absolutely. That's so well said. And I just think that, you know, it's just bottom line, boil it down again for anyone watching who is maybe, again, a little like, gosh, so much complaining about all this consent stuff. Nobody wants to be complaining about this. Like, it's exhausting to complain about it. It's exhausting to write a book about it. Like, but, you know, if you see an issue and you see people who aren't being respected in some way, but who do want to be respected and do want to have these amazing interactions, mm-hmm. then I'm a problem solver just by nature. That's my thing, is to solve problems. So if we can get to a point where we're respecting boundaries and knowing our own boundaries as well, like, we can get to a place where we can all enjoy each other. You know, it's very boiled down, very simple boiled down. Obviously,
absolutely. And that starts with a guidebook. That really does start with having a resource where people can pick up and just quickly reference from many different resources some of the same core beliefs, but that are stated in different ways to honestly reach different levels of comprehension as well, which is why the guidebook is so important.
Thank you for saying that, and I just piggyback you on that. Again, I agree. This is not the end-all be-all books. I hope that it's helpful to those of you watching. I hope there are many more books written on the subject and more articles mm-hmm. and me speak. I am not the only one, and that's why I wanted to have these 30-plus contributors add to the book, because it shouldn't just be my voice anyway. So mm-hmm. moving on, we're running out of time. I'll combine the last two questions. Do you have a fun way that someone can integrate consent? And what is a final message of consent that you'd like to share with everyone watching?
Well, I would definitely like to share that for some people, I know I'm very much, you know, with the whole yes means yes and no means no. In some cases, that's not the case. And that's when you kind of incorporate a safe word, some word that actually does mean stop, don't go any forward, don't go any further. I mean, and
you just really quickly explain what a safe word is if someone doesn't know.
So what a safe word is a word that is, that flat out means stop doing what you're doing. I'm not comfortable. This does not feel right. I no longer want to go forward with this particular sexual and sometimes non-sexual experience, because for some people, no is a part of the fantasy. But if you have a safe word like pamplemousse, which is French for grapefruit, I don't know why that popped in my head, but yeah. Pamplemousse, that's a word that you, when you hear it, you automatically have that in your mind to stop this. There is no nuance to this. Absolutely do not stop. And the only way that a safe word can really be truly effective is if it is respected no matter what.
Right. Absolutely.
Kevin Hart talked about it when he said pineapples, which I don't even think he realized he was talking about a safe word. But for those who are, you know, into stand-up comedy and are into pop culture, pineapples, that is definitely that safe word. And also I want people to know that some people have been using consent, they just don't know it. Even, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little graphic here, the phrase, how does that dick feel? Like, that is a form of consent, because you're asking them, like, is this okay? Do you want to continue moving forward with this? Is this something I can do? Does it feel good? Even though it's usually to stroke somebody's ego, there is a level of consent there as well. How does it feel? Can I put it in? Do you like this?
Mm-hmm.
How are you? These are all different forms of consent. It doesn't have to necessarily be, yes, you may do this. Yes, you may do that. Consent doesn't always look like that. It has a lot of nuances to it, which is why the guidebook is so important. I do hope people get a chance to really go through and then do their own research on consent in general, just to find out what that looks like, and then they can explore what it looks like to them.
I love it. This is so great. Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time on a Monday. Like, Monday's always a crazy day, right? So thank you so much.
Yeah, it is. And it's snowing here in Chicago, so.
Chicago, yes. Please tell everybody where they can find you or learn more about you. Just plug all the things.
Well, you can check out the hashtag Safe Sex Saturday. I also have a Facebook page called Nikki Hart's Public Health, so you can definitely see me there. I'm always around the city attending different public health events. Although I am a big fan of public health overall, sexual health is my bread and butter, so there is that. But definitely more so an internet presence. So check out Facebook. Once again, that's Nikki Hart's Public Health.
And you're in Chicago, you said?
Yes, I am in Chicago.
All right. Well, when I make it to Chicago for the book tour, I'll be sure to reach out, and I'd love to have you a part of the book signing, speaking, presentation, whatever I end up doing. I don't even know yet, but I'll keep you posted.
Oh, I would love that. Absolutely.